Capital District Community Gardens has existed for 40 years, and over the probably the past 10 years, we've really expanded quite a bit and expanded way beyond our role as a community gardening organization. And we thought it was appropriate at this 40th anniversary period to better reflect for the community our expanded role. So in December of 2014, we announced our new name, Capital Roots, and we also opened our Urban Grow Center. So it was sort of the launch of really the expansion of the organization and the new look.
So 40 years ago, it basically started out as small garden plots across the city?
Yeah, it was 40 years ago. It was an organization that was just focused on Troy. It was started as a program by Gardenway, the manufacturer of Troy-built rototillers. And over many years, it expanded across the region. We now serve four counties, Albany, Rensselaer, Schenectady, and Saratoga counties. And over the last 10 years, we've really expanded our work way beyond the community gardening program, which we have 50 community gardens in those four counties we work in. But we've expanded into what the area of food access beyond just community gardens. And so we have two mobile markets, our Veggie Mobile and Veggie Mobile Sprout. We have a healthy stores program where we bring fresh food into convenience stores in the inner city neighborhoods. And we do a variety of educational programs around nutrition education, job training. We're really focused on helping people who live in the inner cities in our region access fresh, healthy, affordable food, and working on local food and improving the nutritional quality that people can access.
What is the Urban Grow Center? That's a new program, isn't it?
Well, the Urban Grow Center is our new facility, and the first phase of it is what we opened in December 2014. And it's something we've been working on for 10 years. It's really the coming together of the two main parts of the organization, urban agriculture and fresh food access. And so the first phase of it is our food hub, our produce hub, and it allows us to do the kind of distribution work that we've been doing, but on a much larger scale. And so gives us loading docks and coolers and distribution area that we so desperately need to be able to distribute the produce that we have been working on. And we distribute currently about 350,000 pounds of produce a year, mostly from local farms, but not exclusively. And now that we have the proper facility, we're going to be able to triple that number to about 1 million pounds a year. And all of that food is going to people who live in our urban areas who really didn't have access to fresh, healthy food previously.
Do you have a staff? Is this a volunteer organization?
No, we definitely have a staff. We have 25 people that are employed by the organization, but we also rely heavily on volunteers. We have hundreds of volunteers who work with us each year in our various programs and on our events and in the office. They're critical to the operations of the organization.
So in a way, the farmers market is brought to the people. The people don't necessarily have to come to the farmers market, is that?
Exactly. It's making fresh food affordable and accessible to people who live in inner city neighborhoods who really don't have farmers markets near them and who most importantly don't have supermarkets. And that's really the critical point. These are people who live in inner city neighborhoods that don't have supermarkets in their communities.
What type of funding do you rely upon to get this food out?
Most of our funding is through private individuals, businesses. We do get some funding from the New York State Health Department, which is critical to help our programs. And the Health Department has really seen our programs as an important aspect of preventative health. They see the programs that we employ as a way to prevent long-term disease such as diabetes, heart disease, obesity. You know, if you help people access fresh, healthy food and they can eat better, then they're less likely to be plagued by these diseases, and it'll really cut back on the impacts that we're all feeling in terms of the effects on our healthcare system.
Do you work through the schools of the Capital District?
Absolutely. We have a program called the Taste Good Series, and we go into the schools. It's a six-week program. It's a nutrition education program, and it's really targeting our youngest members of society, introducing them to eating fresh, healthy foods, and we do it in a really fun way. And it's a great way to get young people, introduced to eating healthy foods. And really, they take that message back home. And we really integrate it into all of our other programs, letting families know that they can buy food on the Veggie Mobile, or they can grow food in a community garden. They can access it in one of our healthy stores, really coming full circle so that not only, are the kids clamoring to eat good food, but the parents know where they can get it.
If someone wants to get involved either financially or with their sweat equity, whatever, how does someone get involved?
Well, they can call us at the office at 274-8685. You can also go on the website, capitalroots.org. And there's lots of great information on there, or you can email us at info@capitalroots.org, and we'd love to hear from you. There's great volunteer opportunities, and we'd love to have you involved.
Amy Klein is the Executive Director of Capital Roots. Thank you very much.
Thank you.